Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What's truly most important in your life? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today's topic is pretty self-explanatory. I want to focus your attention on what truly is most important in your life. I'm recording this episode with less than 2 weeks left before Christmas. And if you're listening to this right after it's been released, you're probably a very structured, organized, and dedicated individual. Otherwise, you'd be among the majority of people who are out scrambling to find those last-minute Christmas gifts that you should have bought and wrapped weeks or perhaps even months ago. But in either case, we're quickly coming to the end of yet another year, and it's a perfect time to slow down and reflect on what matters most in your life. As a business owner, you spend the majority of your time thinking about your business, working on your business, solving problems in your business, and worrying about the people in your business. I'd venture to say that a large majority of your free time is occupied with thoughts related to your business. Am I right? Every now and then, I run across a business owner who doesn't spend much time thinking or worrying about their business, but that's not the norm. When I do, it's a bit of a surprise. They stand out from the crowd in that they don't have high blood pressure or aren't stressed out about their financials, or they're actually focused on and enjoying their time away from their business during the holidays. Are you one of those business owners? I sure hope so. But chances are, you're not. It's more likely that you're still trying to put the final touches on your business operations before you close the doors for a few days to celebrate the holidays. Which is why my question for you this week is, what's truly most important in your life? My bet is it's not your business, nor is it your QuickBooks balance, nor is it your office lease payment or your overhead burn rate. I'll bet that aside from your faith, what's truly most important is probably an individual person or group of people. Perhaps your spouse, your children, your extended family, some very close friends, and perhaps even your dedicated team of employees. These are what's truly most important to most of us, the people in our lives and the relationships we have with them. So if that's the case, should we, you, and I'm talking to myself too, focus more of our time and attention on what truly is most important to us, especially during this time of the year? Shouldn't we prioritize what matters most over what seems most urgent in the moment? I did a podcast episode on this a few months ago where we discussed mastering your time. I suggested that the majority of your time should be spent on things that were important but not urgent. And perhaps the thing that's most important, and oftentimes not urgent, is your relationship with those you love and care for deeply. And given that we've entered the traditional holiday season, it's a great time to take this to heart and do just that. Focus our time and attention on those who we love and care for the most. I'm not sure about you, but I'm not all that good at doing this, which is why this is a topic that I need and want to talk about. Simply preparing for this podcast helps me take time and reflect on what I need to be doing right now to put my best efforts into people who matter most to me, rather than the things that often get most of my time and attention. I'll give you a quick example. I was traveling from Arkansas to Texas over this past weekend, and because I was thinking about this upcoming topic, I made a decision that I would have never made before. Many years ago, I met a guy named Ed Haynes. He was a recruiter with Texas Instruments, and I met him at a job fair for those of us who were planning to end our military duty assignments. I wasn't on Ed's schedule, but during a break, I found myself in the waiting room having a cup of coffee when Ed happened to walk in. We struck up a conversation, enjoyed getting to know one another for a short period of time, and before he left for the day, he asked if I'd be interested in coming to work for him as a recruiter on his staffing team. To be honest, I was focused on finding a job in manufacturing, but because we connected and I really liked him and I thought his job looked like a lot of fun, I said, sure, let's do it. Within a month, I was moving my family from Colorado to Texas to join the staffing team at Texas Instruments. I ended up working for Ed for the next 5 years or so, and he became a good friend of our family. Ed loved the circus, and every year when the circus would come to Dallas, he would ask if he could take my daughter Megan with him for a night at the circus with Uncle Ed, as he was known to her. Then one day, Ed announced he was going to retire, and I was asked to take his role leading the staffing function for the company while he set off to enjoy the easy life in Northwest Arkansas. We've kept in touch over the years, mostly by email and phone. He recently celebrated his 90th birthday, and we made it a point to stop by his celebration party. I've driven past near where Ed lives these days, but I've never taken the time to stop in and say hi. But this past weekend, I decided it was the right thing to do. So I called him from the road and made arrangements to stop by. He welcomed me into his home, and we sat for well over an hour just sharing stories and memories of our times together at TI. It wasn't a big commitment on my part. It cost me a couple hours on my travel time back to the Dallas area, but it made a huge impact on Ed. He was so thankful and excited that I had taken the time to make him the priority, and it made me wonder why it had taken me so long to find the time to put his friendship ahead of my busy schedule. I could share similar stories or thoughts about my wife, my kids, my brothers, and my sisters. They're all way more important to me than my business, my schedule, or my financials. But somehow, in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, these are the people who we tend to overlook or think, someday I'll take time to sit with them. How about you? Do you have someone in your life who would love to get some of your time and attention? Do you have someone who may not be here for long, but you know they would enjoy spending some time with you? Do you have a long-lost friend who would be thrilled if you called them up and made them feel special? My bet is you do, and I'm sure it's not just a short list. It's probably longer than you or I want to admit. Look, I know I'm doing this podcast episode for me, not so much for you. I need to make this a priority, especially this time of year. My wife needs more of my focus, time, and attention. My kids need to know that they're more important to me than my business. My friends need to know that I value them more than getting one more thing off my to-do list. My team members need to know how much I appreciate them and how important they are to me. And my clients need to know that I care deeply for them and their families. That's a long list of important people, and you likely have a similar list. Our assignment this week is to take the time necessary to make these people our priority. We need to focus on what's most important, even if it means foregoing what seems to be most urgent. Will you join me in this challenge? Let's write down at least 5 people who are supremely important in your life, and let's make a commitment today to put these 5 people on your priority list. Call them. Visit with them. Take them someplace special. Let them know how much they mean to you. Don't put this off until after the holidays. By then, we'll all be back to business as usual, and they'll get our leftovers. Your assignment, and mine too, is to give them our first fruits, our prime time, our focused attention. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did, and you'll bring them the kind of happiness and joy that only comes from making a special relationship even more significant and meaningful. I would normally close with, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. But honestly, you don't need my help on this one. You simply need to do what your heart guides you to do. If afterwards you have a cool story to share, I'd love to hear it. But most importantly, focus on those who matter most to you. The rest will take care of itself. Now, before you go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss your word for this next year. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.